America, America. The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And we welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you take our broadcast? May the Word of God have free course today in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue a message today entitled, What is Revival?
We've got preachers, I encourage you. I'm not rebuking you, I'm encouraging you. Make the gospel message plain. Make it exciting again. Tell it from the Bible that God can and that God will say. Listen, all those people that Jesus healed in His lifetime, in His ministry, that was not for the healing of the flesh. And those were signs to Israel because Israel required a sign. But let me tell you what Jesus did. All those people that Jesus healed, He saved by the grace of God. Now, you don't get saved by healing. But Jesus did a twofold work. You remember the man in Mark, I believe it's in Mark 4, I believe, where he Mark 2, where he came down through the roof, and the man was, they let that man down through the roof, and the man was on the bed, and Jesus healed him, but not only did he heal him, he said, Thy sins be forgiven thee. Jesus went about saving people. His main goal was getting people saved. And we've lost sight of that in this electronic age and in this hour that we're living in. By the way, we're using electronics today. We're on video. We're on audio. Thank God for the people that we're reaching. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. The methods may have changed. You may punch a button and go on video and on audio. But I tell you this day, the message has not changed. It is still, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why? Because God lives. And the hope for our country, the hope for our nation, the hope for your children. I'm preaching today for your 5-year-old. I'm preaching today for your 10-year-old. I'm preaching for your teenager today. I'm preaching for them. I spend time every week with God for your family. You say, preacher, you don't even know me. No, sir, I don't. But I tell you, America is in dire danger today. And brother, we need a moving of God from the White House to your house. Amen. We need God. And Elijah said, Ahab, I want you to know that God liveth. I want you to know there's a God in heaven. I happen to, now listen, education is good. I'm not knocking that. But ladies and gentlemen, I have never been so educated in the Bible that I have forgotten that God lives. Somebody said, oh, preacher, I've studied the Bible, and we're never going to have anything in this day. We're just going to have to hold the fort. You can hold it if you want to. But I want to see God move in our streets and in our cities, in our churches, in our communities, and in our families again. And God can. God can. So I want to give you now a little snippet, and I'd like to go back and just preach some messages on each one of these words, but I'm going to give you a little snippet of what God gave me with a few of these words. Number one, now, the word revive there, will thou not revive us again? I realize in the context it's talking about Israel, but I'm going to say this. We can use application. Don't pick the Bible apart and say, well, that's just for Israel, it's not for us. No. The Bible is for everybody. It was not written to everybody, but it's written for everybody. So we can use this verse as saying, hey, we need a revival. We need God to do something for us like they want Him to do for them in their day. So now here's the word live. And I wrote a note down here. Now the word live is fresh, flowing. Elijah said, the Lord God of Israel liveth present.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.